I'm Jackie Vixen for Devilish Presley, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
And you're fucked, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And fuck Facebook. Shut up, Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, fuck Facebook. Fuck Facebook. Leave the book out, fuckface. And a little lady actually on Facebook sent me a message. Well, she did that Facebook chat thing just now and said, hey, I'm trying to find the Punky page. Is it still there? I went, yeah, this is the address. She went, oh, thank you very much. Please do tell Tony he's a twat. I went, I will do.
I'm a twat?
Yeah. She said, please tell Tony he's a twat. I went, all right. Tony, you're a twat.
Oh.
This band aren't twats. They've got a new album out. It came out today, Tony. Today.
Today?
This is The Vickers. Childish Billy.
What's the latest fashion craze? Don't care what it is, I just need it today. Cause I don't wanna be left behind. If I need a fit in, I just gotta lose my mind. If you like them, then I like them too. Because I want to be just like you. Tell me a song, tell me what to do. I think for myself, but I just don't have a clue. I need someone to tell me what to like. Can you any band is really out of sight.
That's The Vickers, Tony.
The Vickers?
The Vickers, T-H-E-E, The Vickers.
Uh-huh.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Vickers?
No, MySpace.com/ The Vickers UK. The Vickers suck.
The Vickers suck.
Yeah, and they are in our MySpace top friends, and I haven't got the details about their album to hand because I was saying, you know how we don't play MP3s. I did get two tracks of theirs via MP3 from their record label boss this week because he wanted to get us to them and he was writing about the post. So that's why I haven't got the album as yet, but hopefully we will get hold of it soon. And that is Childish Billy, and we'll be playing another song from The Vickers at the end of the show because what we're doing this week, we're doing another two songs from Four Bands Job, and that wasn't my intention. You know, I said last week we definitely have some Japan files this week.
Yeah.
It's just how it's worked out because I'd completely forgotten about going to the Devilish Presley and Dragster gig and doing interviews and all that.
Right.
Which is why you've already heard one sound file from Jackie Vixen at the start of the show. And so I thought, well, look, the thing is, the way things have worked out, it's Devilish Presley. It was their last gig. You'll hear more about it later on, but I'll play two from them. And then I saw Dragster. I thought, we haven't played any by them for ages. So I thought I'd do it from the vaults from them and one other one that I don't think we've played on the show. And then I thought, well, if we're playing two from Devilish Presley and two from Dragster, when I bumped into Leeson, the lead singer of Neck, last Thursday night and interviewed him, I thought, fuck it, we'll play two from Neck as well. And then we got two, three from the Vickers. Well, there we go. This show's written itself, hasn't it?
Yeah. It was meant to be.
That's a shut up Facebook. So that's about the sound of it. If you're wondering why I keep shouting shut up Facebook and fuck Facebook and fuck off Facebook out there in Punky Radio Land, it's because I'm not connected to the net in any way other than on Skype for Mr. Tony here.
Hi.
But Facebook keeps telling me I've got new messages because I put a photo up of me with a big quiff. And I think everyone's going, oh, look at you, you big quiff. Now, the lady I found as well, seeing that I've had to get back on Facebook to find out what all this fuss is about, is called Helen Dawes. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think she's moved to France.
Okay.
She has. She's moved to France, the cheeky sort. She's moved to France, but she is, right, and I'm happy about this, she is listening to Punky, which is very good. Show those Frenchies a thing or two. And this is what she's just put on her Facebook status thing. She's put, Helen Dawes, join in and catch their podcast. Great fun, great music. Well, just great, really. Punky, listen and join. groups.2/Punky. Thank you, Helen. And I'm sure that when you tune into the show, maybe this evening, you go, it was worth having a chat with him after. It's always worth having a chat with me. I'll tell you what really was worth, I'm going to get rid of that now. What really was worth having a chat with me was someone I can't remember who was having a chat with me, mate. And we were talking about stuff, and it gave me an idea for a word of the week myself. Now, I have got a word of the week for next week. I love word of the week. If you have a word or a phrase you'd like to get into, please do contact paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing in a word of the week with your idea. We want a word or phrase that's not swearing but means something rude, so you can say it in front of you folks. This one came out of nowhere, man. This is a reference for if you've been having a lot of gay or anal sex or both, male or female, either way round, and it's starting to chafe a bit, right? Mm-hmm. If it's... What do you do?
Don't
you take five, don't you? I'll tell you what you do, Tone. You have a fag break. Thought that myself. I also... For fuck's sake, Facebook. I also thought of another... I thought of a joke. I've had a few jokes this week. I haven't got any comedy suburbs this week. I should have, I know. Please do send me those as well, comedy suburbs via paulieb@punkyradio.com. But I have brought up a joke myself. Do you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, we'll hear that now. And, right, this is my joke, right? This is my joke. Right, I went to Crete last year, Tony.
Okay.
Right, and I went to visit the labyrinths of a mythical creature. Oh, really, Paul? Was it a long trip? No, it was just a minotaur.
Nice.
Thought that myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Funny boy.
You don't get many Minotaur-related jokes, do you?
As far as I know, it's the only one on the circuit. As far as I know. But I've also been doing a couple of other things. Did I tell you about... Fuck off, Facebook. Did I tell you about the things that I wrote? Because I wrote one last week. I don't know whether it was before or after the show when I did a song on stage called Shaggy Sings the Beatles.
No, I don't think so.
Don't know about that. No. Well, look, I'll tell you. Wayne Rooney sings the Beatles first. I came up with this one the other day, right? Right, set, ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready? Yeah. Bang, ding, 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 bang. Well, she was just 70. Right, that's me Wayne Rooney one, right?
Right.
But check this one out for Shaggy. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. This is my last bit before the next song. Right, this is Shaggy sings the Beatles. Right, I'm not proud of myself for this one actually.
Okay.
Right, na 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 na. Sing along, Tony. Na 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 na. Hey, Scoop. I was very pleased with all that. I managed to fuck it up two nights running, but get it right the third one. I did get a laugh finally over the weekend. Right, now, so I'll ask you stuff about you in the next bit. Should we get on with the next song?
Okay.
Because this is from Devilish Presley. Now, I'm playing two songs by them this week because they've had an enforced hiatus through a wrist injury. And not what I was expecting when I heard that. Oh, there goes Johnny with all that wanking again. No, it's Jackie from the band. And she's done a wrist in playing bass all the time for fucking years. And the doctors have said, listen, love, you've either got to stop playing for a year or the wrist falls off.
Yeah.
So she's decided to stop playing for a year. So basically there's going to be no gigs from Devilish Presley for over a year, in fact, which is a real shame. But it does mean that when I got to their gig, their farewell gig, before they all stopped and that, I did bump into some of their fans. Shut up, Facebook. What the fuck's going on? Right. So I did talk to quite a few of their fans at the gig, and I had my sound device with me. So and this is another reason I was supposed to play this last week. Sorry, Tom. I'll ask you now. What is Devilish Presley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devilish Presley.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/devilishpresley November 10th records, all as words there. And the reason, that's why I wanted to play this last week on the show that came out on, the 10th of November. But I fucking forgot. So we're playing it, what is it today? 16th? 16th, 17th, something like that. 16th today. 16th, 17th, fuck it, what's in a number? Anyway, so there is a little intro coming up now that Marshall, one of the Devilish Presley fans, a.k.a. the Devil Dandy, the Devil's Dandy Dogs are known as, and this is the Devil's Dandy Dogs, and that's why I'm playing it. Shut up, Paul. Here we go.
Hello there. I'm Marshall Ney, one of the Devil's Dandy Dogs, and I'm saying hello to Punky Radio.
I see the brightest studio burning up the places they go. Then like hellhounds on your trail, scorching up the unhidden well. Another star.
That was Devilish Presley, the Devil's Dandy Dogs, taken from their latest album, Flesh Ride, which is widely regarded as their best one yet. And with good reason, actually. It's got some classic songs in it. 15 of them. Make sure you check out their website. They will be in our MySpace Top Friends this week, as will all four bands that we're playing. I'm sorry it's only four this week, but 8 quality songs by four bands. I couldn't really turn it down. Didn't mention The Vickers very much in the first bit. I'll mention, fuck off Facebook, I'll mention more in the I can't believe how many people have decided to fucking do something or other with me on Facebook tonight. Not that I'm having a look now, so, because that will only encourage them to do more silly Facebook. If you're listening in the future, go back in time and don't ask me on Facebook on Monday. Right, that should be easy. But yeah, The Vickers are a fabulous band who I've seen live as well. I saw them on, and then did I see them on with? Did I see them on with Comedy? Or did I see them on? I can't remember who I saw them on with. Actually, it might have been with Zombina when I saw them at the Dirty Water Club. Don't matter.
Comedy was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was all a while ago, mate. I'm amazed I can even remember going. But yes, anyway, that's all that. This is the Chop Top. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I have got, you know, how fucking middle class am I, right? I went to the shops today, buy some food and that, driving in my car.
Nice.
Yeah, more of that later. And I did my lottery thing first, and I'd won two lots of £10 the same week on the lottery on the two lines that I have.
Yeah, good.
Three numbers on each. You've only been all six on one. Fucking hell, I wouldn't have been making this show, now, you cunts. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Of course I would be making it. I'll be making it in a studio full of plums and ladies. Because plums are nice. What was... Oh, yeah, so I did that. And then I bought me... How about this? It sounds middle class. when you first hear it, but then you're going to think working class when I explain. I bought myself, Tony, for tea this evening, for my dinner, right? I bought myself a garlic ciabatta.
Nice.
Right? And pesto-infused hummus.
Ooh.
Sounds pretty fucking middle class, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Until you discover the only reason I got them is they were in the reduced to clear.
Very
and
nice.
The garlic ciabatta was £1. And the pesto infused hummus was reduced 75p. Now, have you been breathing heavily into your microphone there, Tony?
Not that I noticed, maybe.
When this week's back, it gets really pervy, I think, as soon as I mention pesto infused hummus. You go,
maybe I'm just hungry.
Hey, anyway, I've got that. Have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your podcast, Ali, comments. So far this month, we're actually running a little dry, so if you haven't voted so far for us, please do vote for us.
I'm not sure why we're low on votes this month, Dad.
I don't know, it's really slowed down. It's quite strange.
Fucking vote if you haven't done already. I have.
Yeah. So go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that because it's important. And your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out when you vote. Thanks for your vote so far this month, those who have voted. And here the top
chosen five. Few.
Yeah, it's a good job there's a bit of a backlog. First comment. Loving ocean cats from Santa Alicia. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I wonder if you're an ocean cats fan.
Possibly. And next, Rockin' by Plastron. Thank you very much.
Fucking nice. They are brilliant, Plastron.
Yeah, they are.
So, ocean cats. In fact, did I say to you that there's a natural progression almost from B-52s to Plastron to ocean cats? I discovered when I had the three CDs on my three CD changer Super Stereo at the same time.
I can't.
They all fit in very nicely with each other. Maybe that's it's to friends of mine rather than you. No offence. No, I mean, maybe I said it to people in real life rather than you on Punky, which is, of course, made up. But yes, that is true. B-52s, Plastron, Ocean Cats, trust me. Get any track by any one of them. Works well. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Excellent.
Happy. Said excellent because I said I'm going to shut up.
No.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Happy Halloween. Here's my haunted vote for Punky. On the eve of this dread day when evil walks the earth, if anything can scare the ghouls away, it's you two. Cheers, Anne Kay. Thank you very much, Anne Kay.
Thank you very much, Anne. And she's continuing to buy stuff as well.
Is she? Well, she bought...
Anne is great. I can't remember. I think she's left a message on something else.
Okay, cool.
She just said what she's bought anyway. I think she bought limousine.
All right. Cool.
And something else. Can't remember what. Anyway, Anne is the perfect Punky listener. She listens to the show, she gets in touch, she votes at Podcast Alley, and when she likes a band, she buys a CD. Perfect woman.
Bang on. Where's she from again? It's not New York, is it?
No, she's fit as fuck as well. But sorry, I said that out loud.
Blimey.
She's in South Carolina, I think.
Oh, okay.
Which means that she would be, I imagine, more than happy to fix us up some homemade lemonade, right? Bring it out onto the veranda while I would have me a mint julep. RC.
Cool.
Yeah, Anne Kay is cool, like her a lot. Brilliant listener. Thanks. More listeners like Anne Kay, please.
And more those.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Help. First vote this month. Hope all is well. Peace, Marcus. XY Rocks.
Who is another great listener who puts me to shame because I never seem to get round to listening to his podcast and it's really good. XY Rocks.
Yeah.
If you get the chance, if you've got a little bit of Punky free time, why don't you have a listen to XY Rocks? It's one of our sister podcasts in the States. He's a great man. Hello, Marcus. How you doing?
xyrocks.com. I think I listened once and I think it's quite music heavy.
Oh, well, Tony, in that case then, yeah, if you listened once then your work is done.
Yeah, thank you. And finally, Gooper, Buttons and the Whore, still loving you from Shorts. That'd be at my Shorts then. Thank you very much,
liars.
Your vote. Yeah.
Although I think Buttons does. I haven't listened to Air Out My Shorts in a long time, but apparently they've been doing quite a few podcasts again, so maybe I ought to.
I haven't listened in a while. Since the last time she slated us or whatever it was, I didn't bother listening.
It was personal with me, Tony. It was nothing against you.
Wow. Oh, well.
But thanks for showing your support by thinking, great, this is an excuse not to bother listening to that, then. It's a very good podcast when it's good. I don't think they'd mind me saying that. See, I think we are consistently good, not because of us, because of the music. But I think they stand or fall not only by the stories they tell, but how they're feeling that day. And sometimes you get a great one, and sometimes you get one that is just drunken nonsense and wibbling.
And we're actually quite sober these days. It's been a long time since we've done a drunken podcast.
Well, actually, the girl Helen, who got in touch just before the show and said, make sure you call Tony a twat, said that the last one she listened to, we were both really leathered on. Well, I was, anyway. What was that?
I don't know. Show 200? No, we weren't leathered on that one, either.
I don't know, anyway. Let's face it, we were both so drunk, we can't remember. Fuck it, why do we even think of bringing this up? Right, next song, yeah?
Yeah. Have you got one? That's it for the votes, thank you.
Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley, because we are low on votes this month. It's quite unusual. We're normally in the top 30 or thereabouts on Podcast Alley, but for some reason we're not. We haven't had many, so pull your fucking fingers out. This is a track by a band called Neck. Neck we've played before. In fact, we played a song at least twice called Everybody's Welcome to the Hooligan, which is an anti-racing number and utterly fantastic. Leeson dropped down to see me at my gig last Thursday, and I had my recording device and I did a little interview with him, which will be coming up in the second half. And I said to him, what song do you want to play? He said the song, and then he changed his mind, and then he sent me an email saying, I'm going to the band and they all want me to play this one instead of the other one, but I'd already said we were going to play the other one, and I said, fuck it, we'll play two anyway. So while I shut up, this is Neck and Turn My Face to the Four Winds. I'm just finishing a piece of my Darling Ciabatta, Tony. That was Neck and Turn My Face to the Four Winds. What a fantastic song that is. And they've got another great one off their new album, which is, I have got in front of me here, which is called Come Out Fighting. And it's really, really good. It's a kind of, it's like, well, it's been described as a cross between the Pogues and the Clash. And I think that's absolutely fair enough. Absolutely brilliant. And I will be playing more of their diddly-dee nonsense in future weeks. In fact, you'll be hearing it in the second half of the show as well. What I want to know is, Tony, what is next MySpace page?
MySpace.com/neckband.
No, MySpace.com/neckIreland. Ah. So that's Paul Evans Net 3, Tony Neil. I had a feeling I'd be all right this week. After you, because you've had it too easy over the last few weeks. Everything's been laid out on the plate for you. This week takes a bit more thinking about. Oh, yeah. So, now then, you're now listening to Dead 60 underneath us, who were described as a cross between the Clash and the Specials, as it goes.
Okay.
Cool. Everything's the Clash and something, isn't it, these days? Cool, dear. Have you got, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, by the way. I haven't got a lot to say for this bit. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. I still need more. Always going to need more. And I must do a Facebook message to everyone about it. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me. I will try and remind you later. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email now, just after you vote. A podcast alley. This is another one from Richard, who's done me quite a nice compilation of twats. This is the second one of four. Is it actually? It's good email. He's done good, lad, has. And this is the second one. So he goes, so he says, as attending any school in rural South England, East England might involve, I have to put up with quite a few lasses who ride horses. This I have no issue with. They're posh fucks, but that's their own issue. When,
I love
however, sorry?
I love girls who ride horses.
Me too.
Sorry, I'm having a piece. How middle class am I? I'm having a piece of garlic ciabatta with pesto infused hummus, and I'm telling you that I love girls who ride horses. It's the jodhpurs, man. Fucking love women in jodhpurs.
When, however, they take the morning off to go cubbing, for the American and other overseas listeners, this is the killing off of the young foxes as the vixen takes them to teach them how to survive the winter. And not only that, but with hounds, which again for the foreigners is now illegal in the UK. I take some umbrage to it. I acknowledge that foxes are vermin, but there are more humane and indeed legal ways to cull an animal than by
fuck them, Tony. Fuck them. I told you. As soon as a fox had my rabbits.
Now, foxes are bastards.
I just wanted to ride out into the country with a red tunic on, a bugle, a pack of dogs, find everyone I could and slaughter the fuckers.
Tally-ho! Too right.
There'd be no tally-ho. This would be grim. This wouldn't be a joyous occasion. This would be, no, we're going out to kill them.
Yeah. But I wouldn't
even take a hip flask.
My brother-in-law's a duck breeder, and he's right. Lost dozens and dozens of birds to foxes. They just come in, kill everything, and then just bugger
off.
Yeah,
I know. Foxes are wankers. I'm all for fox. I tell you, after leave my rabbits, I'm all for fox hunting. The more inhumane, the better. If there was a way that the dogs could kind of ravage them until they were just about dead, and then I could walk up and finish them off with, like, sticking compasses in their eyes and acid down their fucking throats and throwing the ginger cunts against trees. I fucking did. I finished.
Okay. You don't like them then, do you?
No, I hate them.
Yeah.
Really do, really hate them.
There are nice ways to kill them, though. But
well, fuck that. I don't think they were thinking about nice ways to kill my rabbits.
No. That's true.
It wasn't very humane what they did to poor old Rhonda and Susie, so fuck them.
Well, this is quite a controversial track, then.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going with this.
Okay.
No chance.
Shit.
Fucking tree hugging fucking hippie Richard.
Shit.
Once they finish the foxes off, they want to turn the dogs on him.
Okay. Shall we nominate foxes then?
No, I want you to do this properly. Come on, what's happened?
Okay, well, this is nominating basically Sarah Ridger Taylor of Cheddington, Bedfordshire. Sarah Ridger Taylor.
See, she sounds like my sort of fucking girl.
Really?
That's a double bell name. Double bell name, Jodhpurs. Fucking lovely.
Used to a huge beast between the legs. Yeah.
Yeah, I might let it down there.
Better enough. Yeah. So what we're saying then? So
You do it fine. He's a good listener. I'll just put something onto the end of this. She probably is a twat, to be fair, isn't she? Anyway.
Possibly.
So okay, we'll let that go. She's probably a twat for loads of other stuff she does. This I agree with, but you know, probably is a twat.
Okay. Well, Sarah Bridget Taylor of Cheddington Beds is a twat.
So's Richard. Right. So. No. So just say about Rich and where he's from, and then I'll do one.
Richard Sharp, he's from Bedfordshire, I think, as well.
I thought he's from Aylesbury.
I know.
Isn't he from Aylesbury?
Is it saying here?
Well, look, say Richard Sharp from the home counties.
Okay.
Right.
Richard Sharp from the home counties
is a hippie.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I left out fucking anything, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Right, into the next song. Now, this is interesting, Tone. Do you know why?
Why's that?
Because you're going to hear one of the worst introductions to a song ever, as recorded at the Devilish Presley and Dragster gig that I went to on October the 30th, day before Halloween. And Fee was there, she was leathered. I didn't realise the rest of the band were as well. And I, for once, wasn't too pissed. So, I got them to introduce it. This is from the vaults. I know we've played this a couple of times. I think we've even played it on a best of. But I love this Dragster song. Oh, yeah, they did say that they'll have a new album out next year as well, which I'm very excited about. This is from the album Step Into the Death Ray, which came out several years ago now, on Noisemaker. They will be in our top friends this week. They are hoping to have a new album out next year. But in the meantime, just listen to this intro and enjoy this song.
It's a podcast, say what you fucking like. I'm going to keep it recording till I get something good out of you.
What did you just say? Say what you just said.
Oh, come on, woman.
Say what you just said.
Say after me. Right. We are Dragster.
We are Dragster.
And you'll be hearing more from us next year.
That cunt is going to put this bollocks on his fucking radio
station. No, listen, altogether not at all. Right, shut up. Altogether not at all. And you'll be hearing more from us next year.
And you'll be hearing more from us next year.
But in the meantime, this is Step Into the Death Ray.
This is Step Into the Death Ray.
And you're listening to Punky Radio.
And you are listening to Punky Radio.
Fuck.
Bunch of cunts.
that was Dragster and Step Into the Death Ray, Tony. I am munching on garlic ciabatta and pesto infused hummus here.
Nice.
What I'd like to know is, what is Dragster's MySpace page?
I think it was something like myspace.com/dragstersuicide.
Oh, it is. I was going for 4-0 there. Well done, man. That's 3-1. But that's how it finishes this week, because we're only doing it out of 4, so I've won. Ha ha.
Oh, fair enough.
And as I enjoy my garlic ciabatta and pesto infused hummus, I was wondering if, whether to the tune of Chromosoma 3, you could maybe give me some information on our friends at GoDaddy.
I'll certainly try. Let's see. GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an inch standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
They're sales. And it will protect your Christmas details. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
you can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8, that's
PUNKY8,
which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because I've got a mouthful of food. Why do you fucking think?
Good point. Also, there is PUNKY9, that is
PUNKY9,
which will give you 30% of orders of all .com domains. There was also an additional code, which is PUNKY25. That's...
You're taking the fucking piss out of me. Yeah, there's another one.
Yeah.
PUNKY25.
Yeah. Which will give you 25% of orders of £65 or more. So, go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
Beautifully read, mate.
Thank you.
Can I tell them about something else while I'm finishing my mouthful? Oh, can you... Right, Tony, I want you in the next minute, if you don't mind, to really, really big up iTunes reviews, because we are desperate for them. We really do need some.
Okay.
We've fallen right off that feature chart.
Really?
Right, and we really... still sitting there as well.
Okay. We really need your iTunes reviews then, people. We've got a good 60-ish on the UK and US site, all 5 stars, so don't blemish our beautiful record. So go to iTunes. Easiest way to do it, you can go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. You hit that, it'll open up iTunes with our music store page, where you can subscribe to the show. Great way to listen to it. You'll get the show downloaded and it's free. And you can review us. Please do log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the US or the UK, do us a screenshot. And email it to me, Tony@punkyradio.com, or Paul@punkyradio.com, and we'll read them out. We read your reviews.
Tony, that's PaulieB@punkyradio.com.
I think they all work, actually.
But I like Paulie B.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I'm happy with me.
Good. Yeah, so leave
well
us...
Well done, man.
Yeah, 5 stars
thank
only.
Thank you. Please do. If you haven't left a review before, you only have to say, well done. Or something, you can just say bollocks. In fact, you just say bollocks. Just 5 stars and bollocks. It won't take you very long. And it does us the biggest favour of the lot. Because staying on that iTunes chart helps the profile of the show. Helps the bands get noticed. So that's why, basically. That'll do there, won't it?
Yeah.
Next band up, the one you just heard. Because it's all about symmetry. See, Tone? Mm-hmm. Or it's asymmetric, to tell the truth. We're now working backwards through the ones we were working forwards through, which means this is another one from Dragster. And this is the one that when I played them on that brilliant radio show we used to do on that rubbish radio station. This was the one that Fee out of Dragster requested we played, on the basis that it had no swear words in it and it wasn't too shouty. Dragster, Narcotic Zombie.
Hey, this is K-Rock, live on a Friday night, hitting all you speed freaks, pimps, and shoplifters. Get ready to be Dragster-fied.
Well, this ain't racing New Orleans. These ain't dark and sweet, we be queens. Don't you watch it?
Tone, that was Dragster. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week. And I'll just tell you a little bit about the Devilish Presley gig, because I was doing Birmingham Jongleurs. As you know, I've mentioned on the show that Jongleurs have shot five of their comedy clubs. Fortunately, they haven't shot Birmingham, which is a really good one. They had a brilliant gig down there, and then got a cab, being a bit flash, got a cab from the gig over to a pub whose name I can't remember, but it might have been called the Wagon Horses. It's in Digbeth. It's got an upstairs room that has bands on, and a fabulous DJ who wasn't calling, I think he's called himself DJ Happy Goff or something, but it's called Bert, lovely bloke, really nice fella, nice missus as well, poor. And I got in there, and Devilish Presley had said they were on at 11 o'clock, and I went, brilliant, that's what time I'll get there. Well, I got there, they were just finishing. I didn't realise. They said, anyway, this is the last time we're ever going to play Hammer, Hole and Glamour. And I went, no, you won't play again. And then he goes, oh, and then Johnny goes, oh, and I've just seen Fee. He goes, all right, Fee, how you doing? She goes, hey, mate, how you doing? Yeah, good. She goes, I'm pissed. I went, brilliant, I'll have a word with you in a minute. And then he goes, oh, it's Paulie B from Punky Radio. Come on stage, Paulie B. And then I'm, fuck off. And they said, the last time we saw this bloke, we tried to strip him, because it had been when they did the burlesque night for me.
All right.
When I had ended up in a state of undress. but yes, so anyway, I ended up going on stage, and they said, why don't you tell the audience a joke? And I said, you know, I couldn't think of any. So I just said, I've just been somewhere that's not as good as this. And they went, hooray. And then I got off again, and then they did a couple of times, and they fucked off. And I was hoping to do a big long interview with them, or for them to do loads of encores and that, but they both had flu. Both Jackie and Johnny had flu. The whole of Dragster were leathered. It wasn't the perfect time for me to be trying to talk to people, right? So anyway, they pissed off straight away. I ended up hanging around with Bert, who also runs a fabulous kind of death rock, goth, and just kind of old horror rock and all sorts of things. Night called Monster A Go-Go that happens in Birmingham every once in a while. And while we were talking, I said, hey, do you know Frankenstein? He went, yeah, I do. He said, I've already played two songs rather than tonight. I said, was one of them Devil in the Bottle? He went, no. I said, right, put it on now then, you fuck. And he did. It was another example of, fuck off Facebook. It was another example of Paul's lazy DJing, whereby I just go and demand people play things and they do, and I don't have to do anything about it. I was drinking Guinness Red that night. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Guinness Red, yeah, it's exactly what it says on the tin, basically. It's
Red Guinness.
Well, no, it's not Red Guinness, it's an Irish Red Ale. Very nice, actually. Very nice. Okay. I had a few pints of that before then. Yeah, so it was really nice to see Dragster, albeit briefly, and very nice to see Devilish Presley, albeit briefly. And as you see, I am using the material I got from them to good effect.
Excellent. So we were saying before, that album was great, the Death Valley.
It's a brilliant album, isn't it? If you can still get hold of it, buy it. Really good. Or if you can't, just, I'm sure you can get all the songs at iTunes, just buy it. It's fantastic. Really good album. Last Saturday, Tony, you'll hear a bit more about this later on, but last Saturday I went to the Coven.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, run by Loopy and Russ. And I just wondered whether you had any information from Russ this week.
Actually, I was mistaken. I don't. I have another one instead.
Oh, right. So does that mean it's not Tony's International Russ Guide? Massive Cop.
No, it's just
it is
the normal.
Instead,
Tony's International Gig Guide. From the Bleach Boys.
Oh, get it.
Hi, Tony. Hi. A couple of gigs for you. The Bleach Boys will roll out their new drummer, Rob, ex-Smash and These Animal Men, at the venue in Hitchin and Bedford Esquires with the Vibrators, on Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th of November, respectively.
Sean, well, that will be a great gig.
Sean, the previous drummer, has left to work in Dubai. We wish him 20 lashes or something or other. No, really.
I wish him all the best, because he was just so keen and so happy, but I know he's gone out there to work in Dubai. He couldn't turn it down, let's just say that.
Yeah, quite short and sweet. We have the venue in Hitchin on the 27th and Bedford Esquires on the 28th.
Oh, do you know, I might be able to go to the one on the 28th.
Yeah?
I think I can, actually. I've just got a gig today for the 27th, because I was supposed to be on... I was supposed to do something to John, but it's sharp, but I've just picked up 27th. I think I've just picked up the Isle of Wight. Doing a gig on the Isle of Wight. And then... But the 28th, I think I'm off.
Yeah, that's a Saturday, the 28th.
Yeah, I might try and get up to Bedford if I don't get anything.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Well, that's excellent.
I still haven't seen the Beach Boys. I do want to see them.
They have to be witnessed at least once in your life, otherwise your life is incomplete.
It feels that way.
Brilliant. Excellent. Excellent new drum as well.
And that's the end of the gig guide.
Well, can you just read out the details about the gigs again? Because I have a feeling I've talked to all of them.
Yeah, so it's the Beach Boys with their new drummer, Rob, X-Smash and These Animal Men. They're at the venue in Hitchin on the 27th of November this month. And Bedford Esquires with the Vibrators on Saturday the 28th of November, as their previous drummer has left.
That will be brilliant. If you can go to either one of those gigs, doing, I might be able to make it to the Bedford one. Right, shall we go to the next song then?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's the end of Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Any dream will do. I think I'll let Johnny from Devilish Presley introduce this one.
It's Paulie B from Punky Radio here. I am very fortunate to be talking to a very ill Johnny from Devilish Presley. Johnny, I understand that you've got to take an 18-month hiatus now.
Indeed, yes. Not because I have flu, though, because I'm not that much of a sufferer from man flu. But it's more to do with Jackie's wrist, which is fractured. So we're going to just go away for 18 months. We're also going to be making a new album and writing it and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, you're always making a new album. You've got about 500 songs.
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of songs I haven't copied yet, so... Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I was very fortunate to catch the end of the gig this evening. Thank you very much for letting me on stage. It was a real pleasure.
Well, we always like to have you up on stage, Paul.
You
know
always like to have me, John.
Yes, I do.
So, listen, I know that your voice is really, really weak. I'm just going to ask you, I think, pretty much everything you've ever done. I don't mind what it is. If there's one song that would sum up the last 18 months to you, as you take 18 months off now, what would it be? And we'll play it now.
This would be Jackie Vixen singing the Irreplaceable Truck.
You in a hole now.
So that was Devilish Presley and Trucks, Tony. From what I believe was their first album, called Memphisto, which came out in 2005. And there's some great songs on there. It's got both Prick Up Your Ears, which you played on the show, and Billy Rattlestick, which is just an absolutely fabulous song on there. So do check out the Dev Prez. They have lots of merchandise. They've got three or four albums out. No, two albums. They've got another 15 albums in that they've already got in the can, ready, not actually recorded, but that they've written. Whereas Neck, as you will discover in the following interview, it took them quite a long time to get this album together. I bumped into Leeson when I was doing my gig at Rather in Camden. Very nice of him to pop down for what was an awful start to the show, but it did get better after he left. You have been listening to the Rich Morton sound. I'm just going to let Leeson take over. This is an interview that I did with him last Thursday. So enjoy.
That's right. So, Paulie B, Punky Radio, now joined by Leeson from Neck. Hello, mate.
How are you doing? You're great, all right?
I'm good, thank you. So, this album's been a long time coming, hasn't it? Well, it must be 3 or 4 years since the last one.
It's 3 years since the last one, yeah, yeah. Basically, what happened was that we actually recorded another album before this one. But it was in a covers album, because it was meant to be our third album out in Europe. And then we signed a Gulf, and then the UK label. And the third covers album, the third album in Europe, brand. First album in the UK, not a good idea. So we've shelved that at the moment. And that was before it was Pat Collier as well. And we put this out as the first album instead. And then basically it was sort of like, it was meant to come out last year, we recorded it last year. There was some like hold ups for technical shite, and then we're off to the States, we're on the States on tour.
I didn't know you were going on a US tour.
Oh,
you've done one, or are you going to do another one?
Eight times now.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
What's your favourite place? I've just been in the States. What's your favourite place to play while you're there? New York, Boston, Chicago, yeah?
Well, New York's our second home, it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we played New York more times than anywhere outside London.
Right, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Right, so now, look, I've got your new album in front of me here. It's called Come Out Fighting. I have noticed track two, Everybody's Welcome to the Hooli. Now, that's quite an old track, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
Because you sent me that when I saw the radio show.
Yeah. Well, that was obviously the anti-racism thing that
yeah.
did. What it was is that we recorded that very cheaply, very quickly, to get it out in time for St. Patrick's Day in 2006.
Yeah.
And so cheaply and so quickly that we actually can't stand listening to it.
Well, so you went in and redid it, didn't
you? I mean, we've done a couple of things on there. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Pat Collier is absolutely fucking up his knees. He really is. He's brilliant. And he's you think about who he's worked with over the space of time, you know, he's worked with everybody, and he's got no attitude at all.
No, right.
There's no side to him. Being, you know, a 76 sort of like vintage punk rocker as well, he's got loads of brilliant punk rock war stories too, about the Pistols and stuff, you know, which is great.
So he just gets to 4 a.m. in the morning in the studio, you're having a little bit of a lull, and then Pat comes out with a great story, yeah?
Well, actually, he doesn't work like that. He's a in like a fiber sort of thing, do you know what I mean? Well, yeah, he works longer than that, but he doesn't go late.
Right, okay.
You know, he's got, you know, at the end of the day, he knows what works best for him. And, you know, I mean, again, with cut tracks on the album, they're mixed like sort of 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, right, fair enough.
So, I mean, that's why we recorded them, because you can't do that.
Yeah.
They sound like shite. And so we did a World Cup single. 2002 in Ireland, and we did a cover version of the Saw Doctors song, and there's no snare drum on it.
Oh,
we didn't notice. Well, there is, we can't fucking hear it, do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Right, so listen, is this the original lineup of the band, or have you seen it?
No, I mean,
is it a fluid thing?
We've been going since about 1996,
right?
Like 1996, and we're not a big band. Yeah, I mean, so we got, like, you know, there's loads of money, lads. Leave your jobs and come on the road kind of thing. I ain't quite like that. And over a space of time, people have, you know, left to sort of, like, you know, go back to Ireland, for example.
Right, okay.
or they've moved abroad. I mean, the one thing that happens in that is people actually book the job, is that people meet people on tour that are foreigners, and end up with them.
Ended up just buggering off to Germany.
Well, the USA, in fact.
Right, okay.
We had an England Pipe play, the Irish Pipes.
Right.
We're on tour in Galway with a band from New York. We've got over two coachloads of Irish Americans with them. And he met this girl in a hotel bar in Galway at 3 a.m. He's now married to her.
Blimey. Well, I'll just, as a final word from me, if you are listening to this, you think they're seeing Nick, will you stop nicking the band members and marrying them? And if there's a track that I can play off this album, which is out now, is it, this album?
Yeah, it's out now, yeah.
What track would you like me to play on it? And I'll play it right now for you.
Let's see. Well, the single is Tink. That's the single.
Well, let's play Tink then.
But also, there's also, I saw my Brace of Four Winds too. That's all one too.
Oh, I'll play both. Fuck it.
Right, that was Nick and Tink, which I believe is the single that's going to be lifted from from the album Come Out Fighting. And I did talk to Nick as well about maybe putting on a gig in Hitchin next year and then coming and playing it. Maybe doing a Punky Radio band night. I know I was going to do one this year, but I got sidetracked doing lots of other things. But next year I'm going to have a bit more time. So I am going to do a Punky Radio night at a venue in Hitchin. It's going to feature Nick at least... hopefully the Durellas as well, who we played on the show the other week. And who are the other ones I was going to get up? Oh, King Salami and the Cumberland Three as well. Real sort of mixed bag of bands. We'll probably have another two on at least. And I mean, I might even make it an all day if I can, a Saturday or Sunday.
Nice.
Or yeah, so have a Punky Radio all day. And Tone, we can probably even get Right and Pink on if you want.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You never know, do you? Or we could get the Chavs back together for a gig.
Oh, that'd be a better idea.
That would be funny.
With Felix drum?
We'll see. Yes, Felix would drum.
Cool.
In fact, Tony, we'd probably just need to get you down to rehearse because I can get a bass player to go out there. We know loads as well.
I could do it on the day. It's fine.
No, that's also true. But that means I would have to rehearse with the band without you, and I don't like that.
I know.
I miss you some merch.
Aww.
So anyway, I'll just tell you about last week's gigs then. Thursday night, rather very low attendance, saved by a works do that refused to leave. because they were just in there. They refused to pay. Then they refused to leave. So the landlord of the venue, very kindly, said he would pay for them because they were drinking like fish. Right, and but they were complete fuckers. And there was a woman there in this works who just wouldn't shut up. And I was going, look, can you just be quiet while the acts are on talking the breaks? Everyone else is doing that. Why can't you? Anyway, from on stage, I heard her talking and I was on stage. And I said, just shut the fuck up, bitch. Right, and because I'd lost any subtlety with this woman at all. And then towards the end of the show, I walked past her the last break and she said very loudly, do you know you're ruining my night? And I looked around at her and said very loudly, do you know you're ruining everyone else's? Why don't you just fuck off? Right, and the penny dropped. So all of the works do people had a bit of a laugh and went, yeah, you have been a cunt, actually. Whoa. Like and she was quiet after it. So yeah, you know, sometimes people just need to be told, don't they? My show in Hitchin on Friday featured Ian Cognito and Richard Herring. Richard Herring, it being Friday the 13th, got stuck behind an accident in the Hatfield Tunnel and texted me to say that he would be late. Then texted me to say he would be later because he turned his engine off to be ecologically sound, but not the radio. The radio had run the battery down, so he'd fucked his carbon footprint by having to get a recovery truck out to sort him out. The whole thing took a very long time. Ian Cognito did more time than he was supposed to. And it was all right because it meant that Richard showed up in time to do the gig and was quite brilliant. And it was sold out, and thanks to everyone who came down. It was a truly, truly excellent night. Went into Bombora after a few ales, came back. Ian Cognito was staying in my flat. And what we did was we had a lovely time. Then he decided he'd always find some sort of a massive go at me. He had a massive go at me because my telly wasn't big enough.
Oh.
And I couldn't be bothered to argue with him, so I went to bed.
You just need to stand closer to it.
Yeah. So can you say something in a minute? Because my phone's ringing, I can't reach it.
Yeah. Damn. Don't forget to review us at iTunes, as mentioned before, and listen to us online if you're near a computer. Wickedradio.org, horseyskunk.com, or myspace.com/roachradio. Roach Radio are actually doing a Punks Giving special with just Punky Radio all day for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How come I don't know about that? How do you know about that?
He emailed both of us in the week.
I didn't get it.
Oh.
I didn't get it.
Okay, let me just dig that out somewhere.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, who can we tell about that? Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
Thanksgiving weekends. It's calling it Punksgiving.
Hang on, is that weekend after next or this weekend?
I think it's the last weekend in November, isn't it?
Yeah, right, I'm going to let my local paper know about that.
Cool.
Now I'm going to do publicity, I'm going to send information to my agent. Let's get it out there. Thank you very much, Roach Radio. That is a superb thing to do. Very kind.
All punky all day. How good is that? For a talk station.
I can think of nothing better.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm really glad I got you to say something then. Would you have let that go otherwise? Would we never found out?
I assumed you knew.
No, I had no idea. No idea at all. Oh, that's brilliant. Right, well, we'll do a big thing on them next week then.
Okay, cool.
Let's do a big thing on it next week and then everyone will know. That's cool. Because it's like we ought to make sure that all of the listeners on Roach Radio know so they know to not listen to it that day. Because it would just be us on all day. Oh, well, you piss them off. Oh, God. Right, okay. After the Itching gig Saturday, went to do the gig in Letchworth. Ian Cognito was on first, sold out show again. Thank you very much to everyone in Letchworth. He left the gig at 9:30, go and see his bird, and then I never heard from him again. He vanished. I went to the Cavern after the gig and to see Russell Leakes, and I'd gone up there with Steve and Laurie from the Ashcroft Arms in Luton. And this is quite funny. We got in the cab and Steve said to me, listen, don't go getting really pissed straight away, because I drove over, very excited. I stayed sober all night, drove over, got to the pub at 11, had a pint of Guinness in there, then got in the cab, and in the cab Steve says to me, listen, don't do what you normally do and you get completely leathered on red wine and shots as soon as you walk in, I said, well, Steve, I should be all right because I have only just started drinking now rather than I would have been on it all night. And I'm all right as long as I don't see Loopy. And he went, oh, that's right. Anyway, we walked in and Loopy went, poor red, white and shots. Oh, here we go. So, yeah, so much fun was had. Great music was played. And again, I did lazy DJing. I got one of the last songs they played. They said, we got time for two more. Who wants to hear what? And I just shouted out, Sisters of Mercy, Alice. And he went, yeah, all right. And I danced, Tony.
Did you?
I did. Yeah, me and Loopy, and I think there's someone else there, but we did goth-style dancing, you know, when you clutch the air, you know, that goth-style dancing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, as you say, I hope some photos show up of my goth-style dancing. But yeah, I was doing goth-style dancing in a goth club. I wasn't taking the piss, because no one else was dancing like that, they've all grown out of it, but it was real classic 80s Fields of the Nephilim, all about big black-clothed hippie dancing stuff. Anyway, that was that. Then on Sunday, I went to do my gig in Bedford, which Ian Cognito was supposed to be on, and he just didn't show up.
Oh.
Which leaves me in a slightly difficult position, because it means that he's either dead or an ex-friend. Whichever way round, he's an ex-friend, I suppose, because by not showing up, he dropped me right in it. Fortunately, there was a really brilliant comic prepared to stand in. Me. So I headlined my own gig.
Oh,
I compared it. Put Del Strain on, who was fantastic. Had a middle act called the Ouse Valley Singles Club, who was really, really good. And then I did a show at the end myself, so it all worked out fine. Nobody missed him.
That's strange.
It is very strange. This week I'm at Plymouth, you two on Wednesday, and I'm at a gig I know not where in Horsham on Friday. Have you got anything on? I don't mean like while we're making the show, but you're sitting there.
Obviously, naked is not as always, but no, not this weekend, I don't think. No, don't think so. Just busy, unfortunately. I think we're getting ready for... We've got one gig coming up in early December in Horncastle. We're just kind of practising for that.
Right, okay.
That's about it, really.
Right, well, in that case then, let's play the last one.
Yep.
This is the second one of the show for The Vickers. And I want to tell you about this, though. The song's called Almost There, but it sounds very reminiscent of, or rather the music, the guitar chords in it, are very reminiscent of a song called Psychotic Reaction that came out many, many years ago, late 60s, by, I believe, Count Five, and was then famously covered by the Cramps on their famous mini album, Smell of Female. This, however, is neither of those things. The Vickers are all about 4 years old and don't deserve to be doing as well as they are, quite frankly. Young lads, great band, will be on a MySpace Top Friends. Thanks for listening this week, etc., etc. Here we go, Tone. Almost There. We'll be right back. Almost there. Now we're there.
Hey.
That's the Vickers. Did you see how I'd finish the show? Tony, this is all... A lot of people think that this show just gets banded together by pikeys, but it doesn't. There's organisation here on a grand scale, mate. Organisation. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Please do make sure that you check out the MySpace pages of The Vickers, Neck, Devilish Presley and Dragster. And let me get this right here. Neck and The Vickers have new albums out. Devilish Presley have got a relatively new album out, and Dragster have got a new album out coming out next year. You've got no excuses to not buy their stuff, basically. The most important thing you can do for us this week is vote for us at iTunes. Do a review for us at iTunes. It doesn't take you very long, and you're doing us a massive favour. You're really helping the bands out. And do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Tone, just remind them how to do that.
Go to punkyradio.com and top of the screen, important, please vote for his link. Hit that and you'll just be asked for your email address and a subject in a comment, and you won't be spammed. Your email's just used for validation. So feel free to vote for us. It's free and you help us out. Thank you.
And while you're checking out the band's MySpace pages, make sure you leave us a comment on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. I don't think I've forgotten anyone this week. I think I've mentioned everyone I was supposed to. I may have forgotten something. I'll try and make it up to you next week. Make sure that... Tony, now, we're not going to ask him to listen to Roach Radio this week. Who should I listen to instead?
Pussy Skunk.
Pussy Skunk.
PussySkunk.com. I think we're on 3 times at different times of the week.
And the rest of the time, it's a nice little bit of scale punk.
Yeah.
So make sure that you check that out, etc., etc. Right, I think that'll do. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
I'm Steve Isles. I'm sending a lot to
Punky Radio.
Punky Radio, sorry. Punky Radio.
Fucking amateur.
Yeah.